Aren't you settled in yet, devil? Look at him. He's got his chips, got his DVDs, got his laptop fired up, basketball, softball. What are you going to do, sit down and watch some movies and eat some chips in his house? Yeah, yeah. He's just making himself at home, isn't he? But I want to show you something here. The Bible tells us that that dweller got evicted, praise God. That dweller is evicted. For it said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. Hallelujah. Amen. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. The dweller has been evicted. Oh, glory to God. Amen. The unclean spirit is gone out of a man. You need to remove Satan. You've got to cast him out. Amen. You've got to evict him. There needs to be an eviction notice that said, devil, you got to go. Devil, you're out of here. Hey, devil, it's time for you to move. Hey, that's what's been going on. It's some young people have been throwing the devil out. Amen. When you came and got saved, you were throwing the devil out. Amen. You were kicking him out. But notice this. All of his stuff has got to go. Everything he brought in has got to go. Amen. You got to throw it out. You got to get rid of it. Those things he brought in your life, you got to kick them out. You got to get rid of it. It can't stay here anymore. Amen. I'd like to see some good old house cleaning in the house of the Lord, where lives were cleaned up and lives were sanctified and the devil was kicked out. Hey, anybody ready to kick the devil out? You can't come back. You can't have my life. You can't have my heart. You can't live here. You got to go, devil. That's what you got to do, is kick him out. Oh, I wish I could preach some more right there, but I don't have the voice to do it. Amen. The dweller is evicted. But notice the second part. There's a danger of emptiness. The dweller is evicted, but the danger of emptiness. You see, it's good to get the devil out. It's good to get rid of all of his junk. Throw all those things out of your life. Amen. I can't move yet. I can't go on. I got to preach this out. Amen. Amen. You've got to clean up. Now listen to me, young people. There have been some of you that have prayed through and you have kicked the devil out, but you have not got rid of his stuff yet. Amen. You've got to clean out your house. When you go home on Saturday, you need to have a house cleaning. Amen. You need to go to the closet and clean some things out. You need to get in the dresser and you need to clean some things out. You need to go to the CD rack and clean some CDs out. You've got to get rid of it. Hey girls, you've got to go through the closet and pick out everything that's not right and get rid of it. You've got to clean up your iPod. Amen. Get rid of all the music off your iPod. Amen. I know you say, I don't have any bad CDs, preacher. I understand that. But what's on your iPod. Amen. You got to clean it up. You need to go home and go to that little favorites on your website. Amen. And clean out all the websites that you don't need to be going to. You need to have a house cleaning and remove his stuff. But once you get it all cleaned out, you cannot stay empty. Amen. There is a danger to emptiness. The Bible said he comes back and he finds it empty. Here he comes. Empty, swept, and garnished. That devil walks around, looks in the windows of your heart. He checks you all out. Oh, they threw me out of youth camp. When everybody else was going to the altar, they went. When everybody else was all excited about serving God and living holy, they did it. But they haven't got anything in there. He's empty. He's an empty heart. He'll try to talk to you. He'll tell you lies. He'll tempt you. He will allure you. He will knock on the door of your heart. He will look in the windows. And if your heart is empty, you are in trouble. Amen. You are in trouble. He says it's still open. Nobody else has moved in. Nobody else has taken over. He findeth it empty. Amen. Just an empty shell. You threw one person out, but you haven't let God move in. You swept your heart. You got all the dirt out. You got all the sin out, but you got to do more than that. You've garnished your heart. You've straightened it up. You've organized it. But you gotta do more than that. You're still empty. Hey, we've got too many empty ones that are among us. Amen. They're empty on the inside. They cleaned up the outside. They garnished the outside. They've got the standard down. They look like good young men. They look like good young girls. But they're still empty on the inside. Hey, young lady, you sing, but you're empty. You play music, but you're empty. Hey, young man, you're in the choir. You're a musician, but you're still empty. I tell you, you're in trouble because the devil's going to come back and he's going to look in the windows of your soul and he's going to know you're empty. You've got your hands in the air. You're back to preaching, but you're empty. Hey, listen, when you don't pray, you're empty. When you aren't reading the word, you're empty. Amen. Are you here today and you're empty? You're going through all the motion, but you're empty in your heart. The peril, the danger of an empty heart. Amen. Notice what the devil does. He goes and gets seven others that are worse than himself. He's looking for somebody that's just like he is. He's looking for some that are as wicked as they can possibly be. He's searching for some people, amen, some spirits rather, amen, that will go with him to torment this man. Amen, you see, they are not happy. They are not content, amen, just to have him once, but we've got to get him again. We've got to take over. Amen, that's the danger of an empty heart. The devil's going to come back and bring more with him. Amen. You're not going to be able to take it. You're not going to be able to handle it. They're going to destroy. They're going to wreak havoc on you. They're going to beat you down. Amen. The peril of an empty heart. That's kind of comical, but you know what?